WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the first time, Brazos County has organized its variety of road, bridge, and building projects and other major purchases into a single capital improvements plan. County Judge Dwayne Peters says he and the county's budget officer developed the 114-page document.
I mean, what we do is try to be conservative, take a look at what we need, and those are the things that, you know, we've kind of pushed through. You know, all the commissioners can take a look at it and change it if they want to. We'd have to have an open meeting to be able to discuss it, and it'll be on the agenda. And if there's other things that somebody wants to add, certainly they can do that.
For the fiscal year that began October 1st, Brazos County's first CIP totals more than $50 million. Topping the list is more than $8 million to expand the county's juvenile detention facility. $6 million will come from reserves, and the rest will come from bonds. A College Station woman died in a crash on the freeway yesterday morning. College Station police report the northbound car, driven by 45-year-old Lori Marbury, struck the concrete median, then hit a concrete pillar under the Rock Prairie Road Bridge. The crash, which was the second in 12 hours in that area, blocked northbound traffic for about 3 hours. The first chief executive brought in by the new owner of St. Joseph Health System has announced his resignation. Rick Knapper spent 2 years at St. Joseph after his transfer from the Catholic Health Initiatives operation in Chattanooga, Tennessee. While Knapper was here, St. Joe's opened a new and expanded emergency and trauma center on the home campus and the Mature Well Lifestyle Center in West Bryan. CHI says an interim leader is expected to be named in the coming weeks. Knapper's last day is December 15th. A reminder that tonight is the first of two multimedia town hall meetings hosted by Congressman Bill Flores. He has rescheduled the second meeting, meant for constituents in Brazos, Burleson, and other counties in the southern part of the district, until next Monday. That's due to Flores attending funeral services for slain DPS trooper Damon Allen. More information is online at WTAW.com. Meantime, federal gun legislation, co-sponsored by Flores, is scheduled for a vote tomorrow by the House Judiciary Committee. H.R. 38 is the first measure since mass shootings in Sutherland Springs and Las Vegas. It would allow a gun owner with a state-issued concealed carry permit to carry a handgun in any state that allows concealed weapons. Brian Broadcasting and Blue Baker are again inviting you to adopt a Christmas angel.
Every year we work with Health and Human Services, and we pretty much set aside a number of kids just to fulfill wish lists for children. We also are doing Mosaic Angels, an organization that helps adults with developmental disabilities.
Brian Broadcasting's Mallory Simmons says adoptions are available at any of the three Blue Baker locations in College Station or online at mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now offers daily service to and from the Austin airport too. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, now with service to Houston and Austin airports. Let us do the driving.
Zwornemann Flooring is ready to make your dreams of new floors come true with their big Christmas blowout sale, December 1st and 2nd only from 8 to 5. Zwornemann Flooring is offering up to 75% off tile, wood, and carpet. This exclusive event is at their warehouse at 3100 Thurman Road. Just plug it into your GPS. That's 3100 Thurman Road in Bryan. Take the Tabor Road exit, head east, and follow the signs. Zwornemann Flooring is making it easy to find and save big money on flooring at their big Christmas blowout sale. For more, call 776-2800.
7:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
Should be a beautiful day across the region, particularly for late November. High pressure east of the area responsible for the sunshine today. It'll be breezy and warm with a high of 75 to 80. Increasingly cloudy tonight, lows near 55. For tomorrow, we'll have sunshine developing. It'll be 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear 45 to 50. Sunshine, pleasant Thursday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking about this coaching carousel. Who is going to be the Aggies' next head football coach? We'll hear a little bit from Jimbo Fisher. He seems to be the number one candidate. He had a press conference yesterday at Tallahassee. As you can imagine, plenty of Florida State folks wondering what's going on there. So we'll hear a little bit from him, as well as talking Aggie men's and women's hoops. Both got big wins on Sunday. For the men, they defeated USC 75-59. Coach Billy Kennedy says they're kind of clicking on all cylinders.
Defensively is what we've always hung our hat on here as a program. Our guys bought in, and against USC, thought we were dominant defensively.
And they were really good defensively. We'll hear a little bit more from Coach, as well as Coach Gary Blair, and covering plenty of other stuff too, including the Houston Texans and the basketballs, the hoops, the NBAs, all that more coming up in sports.
So Tom Turbeville gets up early now because he's old.
Right.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to, but he's doing that for us this morning. Tom, how are you?
We're not going to go into all the reasons I get up early.
No, we're not.
I'm old.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. In the meantime, you're at Blue Baker this morning.
It's still the family show, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're at Blue Baker this morning, huh?
I am, but just guess which one I'm at.
I don't know which one you're at.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Yeah.
So you can't follow me then.
No.
Okay. I'm the one on University.
Okay, great.
Right across from this big hotel.
Yeah, gotcha.
But the reason I'm here is because of Christmas Angels, and Blue Baker has been doing this with us for a gazillion years, and we've been doing it for more than a gazillion years, and it's Christmas Angels to make kids' Christmas just that much more special. And what you do, if you haven't been following along, is you go to any of the three Blue Baker locations, and there's a beautiful tree in the lobby, and on that tree are angel tags. And we got something special this year, Scott. Yellow tags on the tree. Those are from Mosaic House, and those angels are for adults who have learning disabilities, and that's something special this year. Really excited about that. But there's kids' tags on the trees, too, and you just take a tag, and the kid's name and age and a wish list are there, and you go out and you buy a gift, and you wrap it up and return it to any of the three Blue Baker locations. Do that by Wednesday, December the 13th, and we'll make sure that that gift that you've bought for that child or that adult will get into their hands. And we're going to be here until 9 o'clock. Come by and see us. We're here. The Blue Baker is open for business right now. I'm here with Tyler and Rachel. So come on out and get some great breakfast and make a child's Christmas really, really special.
All right. Talk to you in a while. Thanks, man.
Okay.
You can also go onto the website. You can go to mychristmasangels.com if you want to do that. And you can donate just monetarily if you want to. But, it's buying the gift is kind of fun. Wrapping the gift is kind of fun. And we'll enter into the process anywhere we need to. If you want to give us the money, then we'll go shop it.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if you just aren't good at shopping or you don't like it, some of us are.
Yeah.
And we love to shop.
Yeah, that would definitely not be me.
to go do your part.
Yep.
Exactly, right. All right, so Meghan Markle, right?
Yes, Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle's getting married to this
Zach,
prince.
Get over it. Everyone cares, okay?
No one cares.
Yes, they do.
No one cares.
Yes, they do.
All right, here's how much at least some people care, okay?
Okay.
Shortly after announcing her royal engagement to Prince Harry, Meghan's white coat sold out.
Oh,
and
wow.
And crashed the website.
Wow.
The designer's website crashed. Meghan, already following her future sister-in-law, Kate Middleton's footsteps when it comes to influencing style. The actress looked stunning in her white belted coat by a Canadian brand called Line.
Okay.
But when women flooded the website to purchase the coat, they could not handle the traffic.
Wow.
So, retails for $625 in U.S. America, just saying.
So it's not a cheap coat.
It's not a cheap coat.
No.
Now, what I want you to do, though, is think about last week, on this day, Tuesday of last week, we were talking about how Ancestry.com or something had found that somebody who was related to the prince had beheaded somebody who was related to her.
Right.
Yeah. Remember that?
Exactly.
Yeah. And now here they are getting married.
Yep.
It's the Capulets and the Montagues.
So it was really cool. Her fiance or husband on the TV show Suits.
Okay.
His name's Patrick J. Adams. All right. And so yesterday when Kensington Palace tweeted out The Prince of Wales has announced the engagement of Prince Harry and Miss Meghan Markle. He retweeted it and said, she said she was just going out to get some milk. It was a really, really cute way to respond to it.
And the guy who plays her dad on the show also gave his permission.
Oh,
and
Robert.
His blessing.
Oh, did he? That's so funny.
All right. Yeah.
See, Zach obviously cared enough to know that.
No, I don't. I just saw this via Twitter, and people that I follow had retweeted it. Probably you.
Are they angling for an invite? Is that what this is about?
I would be. Yeah. Heck yeah. Okay. Her suit's cast. They better get invited.
Let's have a bunch of Hollywood people over there.
And then I watched a little clip of an interview that her and Harry did, and talking about the ring, and two of the smaller diamonds on the outside were from his mother's collection. And so that was a really cool thing. But he designed it himself. And the big rock in the middle, he was sourced from Botswana, which apparently is an important place to them.
I'm sure nobody had to die with that, getting that one, right? Not a blood diamond.
Shh. Hush. She's all in it, isn't
she? I'm doing everything that I can to ruin this wedding.
Also, part of it is just like I'm a huge fan of the show Suits. So like I just feel like I know I've watched Meghan Markle as Rachel for years, and now she's royal or going to be royalty.
I do like Suits. If Donna gets married, then I'll care. If Harvey gets
his blessing,
yeah.
No idea what that's about.
You know, whenever you look at the whole wedding, she used to be one of the women on Let's Make a Deal.
Yes.
What?
With Howie Long.
Yes. She was one of the briefcase holders.
How far have we come?
Exactly. That's what someone tweeted out yesterday.
You mean Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel. What did he say? Harry Styles?
He said Howie Long.
Oh, Howie Long.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever. That bald guy who doesn't like to touch people.
Howie Long is a
football player. Deal or no deal.
Yeah,
deal or no deal.
Getting the name of the show wrong and the host wrong.
All of it. It's fine. She was one of the briefcase girls.
Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
And now she's doing this.
And now she's going to be a princess.
And she's older than he
is, too. Never give up on your dreams, girls. Never give up on your dreams.
See, that's what it is. That's why women care so much, because they're like, oh, when I grow up, I want to be a princess like Meghan Markle.
No, I will say, I just feel like more people, at least in America, are going to care about this one than the other one.
Well, because we didn't know her.
We liked Kate, but she was supposed to be there.
Well, and you know, we'll find out that when she was six, she trick-or-treated as a princess or something like that.
Oh,
you
I'm
know.
Sure. Well, we know she's divorced, and that was kind of a big thing, too, because apparently that's, you know, usually a no-no when it comes to marrying into the royal family.
Well, it's not like this hasn't happened before, though. It's just that it was media stuff, because Grace Kelly was a beautiful, beautiful actress and one of the queens of Hollywood, if you will. And she left to become, you know, like she married the Prince Rainier, I believe his name was. So she was the Princess of Monaco.
Oh, okay.
And was there for a long time. I mean, I want to say 30 years probably. So it has kind of happened before, but we have such social media that allows everything to explode.
Okay. Meghan Markle's mother is African American, so she. So I wonder. I think that's been brought up some.
It has, it has.
Interesting.
So we'll see now, because you depend on us for the news. Cable news has gone so far off the deep end that it is now impossible to believe anything you hear on any of them. That's what it says here.
Oh, okay.
It says also that radio is the most trusted news source.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Heck yeah, it is.
That's us.
Social media has been so infiltrated by your clickbait and your Russian bots and all that other stuff. We are the ones that you can trust. According to a new survey, radio is the most trusted news source. 77% of people say they can believe it when they get their news from radio. Is it being accurate and reliable? Somehow TV came in second at 74%. Newspapers third at 48%. And news websites, apps came in at 45%. Social media, for what it's worth, 15%. Which makes sense, because those people have an agenda.
I don't have an agenda. I just want to, you know, be here and enjoy time with you guys.
Is that it? Right. Yeah.
But get paid.
But how about your social? Oh, yeah, that too. How about your social media, though? See, your presence there. That has something to do with it. You know,
well, yeah, that's true, I guess.
All right. So we have, I don't know, how many Christmas trees do we have here at the radio station?
A lot.
We do.
We're counting the tiny ones?
Yeah,
all of them. There's quite a few.
We probably have at least 24 trees. So we have a new one in their break room today, and it's a tall, thin one, really little bitty, which is, you know, for people who don't have a lot of space
sure.
to put up your traditional tree. Well, apparently, another big trend would be upside-down Christmas
yes.
trees.
Have I not talked this. About this on the show? My grandmother's been doing this for years.
Now, how's that happen?
I don't know, because she's, like, way ahead of the trend, that, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Sheryl is, like, trendsetter.
So, what's the...
She does it outside on their porch. So, they have, like, a... They have a porch, and then they have a balcony above it. So
okay.
the where the balcony hangs over, she hangs an upside-down lit tree
okay.
in the backyard.
Okay. Now,
interesting.
And you can either mount your tree to the ceiling so it hangs.
Right. I will say, I've never seen one inside. Hers has always been an okay. outdoor decoration.
Well, and you can buy an artificial tree that is designed to stand upside down.
Oh, interesting.
Pretty much every store sells them now.
Huh.
Target, Home Depot, all of those. It is apparently, if you're into serious religious symbolism, the upside-down tree is big in Central and Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Because people think it resembles the shape of Jesus on the cross.
Oh, interesting.
I'd never
heard
this before.
I don't think that's why Shirley does it.
Okay. Well, again, you know, it's space but considerations still, as well.
Right, right.
If you're into aesthetics,
something
the
different.
Upside-down tree
yeah.
shows off the ornaments better because they're dangling in the air.
Right.
As opposed to being covered.
Up against the branches.
Right,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And so that, you know, that...
Hers is just lit. It's not decorated. So
okay.
I've never seen one with ornaments on it before. But another trend with Christmas trees is instead of doing a tree skirt this year, which, you know, covers the base, people are putting them in baskets.
Oh, my.
So like woven baskets
okay.
or, you know, a wicker basket or something.
Sure.
They're using that as kind of a base. And I've seen pictures and it's kind of a cool thing.
Sounds like a lot of work.
No.
No, okay. it's not a lot
putting
of
putting it in a basket?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. That or upside down.
Oh, upside down, maybe, depending on where you're putting it. I could see you putting it in your house as being hard work. Yeah.
And again, I guess it's already decorated?
Yeah.
Before you hang it up?
Well, I wouldn't think you could
decorate
it and then flip it upside down.
There would be surprises.
You could light it, but I don't think you could put the ornaments on yep. until it was hanging upside
yeah,
down.
Yeah, you'd have to. Yeah, exactly. You'd have to put them when they're upside down.
Probably not the way.
Just depends on how trendy you want to be, guys.
That's it. Justin and Jordan Gorton. Justin and Jordan Gorton
okay.
of Fort Smith, Arkansas. Love them some Olive Garden. Jordan says, I'm only the third generation of my dad's side to be born in America. I just love Italian food. Growing up in Arkansas, there's pretty much only one Italian place that we got to go.
Olive Garden.
It'd be Olive Garden.
Yep.
So, after they got married in 2015, they bought the Never Ending Pasta Pass, okay?
Okay.
We're familiar with that. We have
are.
A listener who bought one. Remember, got the deal.
Yep, Chad.
Okay. $100 at... She remembers. Has Chad called and offered us lunch or something?
Well, no, but Chad texts in quite often.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
yeah,
okay.
He's a
okay.
frequent texter.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Anyway, so it costs $100. You get unlimited pasta and Coca-Cola for a limited time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Jordan was pregnant with the couple's first child and they found out it was a girl, they knew immediately what they were going to name her.
Olive.
Olivia Michelle Garton. So,
yeah.
Oh, because that's
Olivia Garton.
Name.
By the way, that makes OMG.
It does. Olivia's a little bit better
yeah,
than
but,
I
yeah.
mean,
but
Olive's
again,
pretty too.
But again, it's Olivia Garton for Olive.
Gotcha.
Garden. Just letting you know. Love them some Olive Garden.
Hey,
right.
yeah, interesting. How do you? I mean, you know, you grow up. How'd you? Oh, why'd your parents name you Olivia
yeah, see,
after
yes.
Olive Garden?
Such,
like, oh, okay.
Such a story. Okay.
I'm really craving breadsticks.
Are you?
Ooh, that
yeah.
does sound good.
Hey, by the way, the first text message was sent 25 years ago.
Wow.
On Sunday. Oh, well, on Sunday we have time to celebrate. Sunday
oh,
we'll mark
good.
It, the 25th
okay.
anniversary of the first text message being sent. A guy named Neil Papworth, 22-year-old engineer from a company called SEMA Group. They no longer exist. They got bought up by somebody. Sent the first text to a mobile phone December 3rd, 1992 from a personal computer to the Vodafone network phone of one Richard Jarvis. The text message said, Merry Christmas.
Oh, cool.
So there you are. You have a reason to celebrate a text. So
they should have patented it.
They may be rich now. There's no telling. But anyhow, so the birthday, the 25th birthday of the text message will be this Sunday, so celebrate as you see.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. One that never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives. Literally, they now spend time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
726 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. Going to be a pretty nice continued week of weather today. Like yesterday, as a matter of fact, high temperature will be in the upper 70s with winds out of the southeast about 5 to 15 miles an hour, down to probably around 55 tonight. Now, tomorrow, the winds do shift around out of the northwest, not very steep. They're about 5 to 10 miles an hour. We'll still have a high of about 73. It'll just kind of feel a little different. Down around 50 on Wednesday night, and then we'll continue that pattern of lower 70s and upper 40s all the way through till Monday of next week. Right now, winds are out of the southeast at 5. We have 92% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 51 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Sunday, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat minority leader in the House, was on Meet the Depressed. She addressed the growing calls, including from Democrats, that John Conyers should face the music over allegations he sexually harassed a junior female aide. The case was resolved with a $30,000 payment from taxpayers, and it was kept hidden from taxpayers till a couple weeks ago. Now, Conyers has stepped down as ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, but he's still in Congress. He says the hush fund payment was not an admission of guilt. It was just a quick way to dispose of the situation. Nancy Pelosi stood by the guy, sort of. In her typical convoluted style, she danced around the question of whether Conyers should immediately resign. She said, "We are strengthened by due process. Just because somebody is accused, and was it one accusation? Is it two? I think there has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country." That's what Pelosi told F. Chuck Todd. And so there it is. John Conyers is an icon to Democrats. And Democrat icons like Chris Dodd, Ted Kennedy, Bill Clinton, well, they can do whatever they want to do, while Democrat women like Nancy Pelosi will always come to their defense. If only Democrat Anthony Weiner had focused his energy on becoming an icon instead of a photo, he'd be in Congress right now instead of in prison.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You want your home properly protected, and this time of year it's very important because holiday travel may have you leaving your home unattended. That's never good when it comes to home intruders looking for an opportunity to steal. But you can rest easy knowing that your home and family are protected with Simply Safe. Every Simply Safe system is a complete security arsenal. Motion sensors, glass breaking sensors, entry sensors, and a high-definition security camera. You'll have everything you need to keep your family safe. With Simply Safe, there are no contracts and there are no hidden fees. You can look, but you won't find them. 24/7 professional monitoring is just $14.99 a month. Get Simply Safe and get some rest. Just go to simplysafeusa.com and get a special 10% discount when you order today. That's simplysafeusa.com. 10% off your home security. simplysafeusa.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County's first ever list of capital improvement projects tops more than $50 million for the budget year that is underway. That's more than twice the budget from last year. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the list includes $4 million for roads.
Certainly the biggest growth has been going on in Precinct 1, but we've got growth in 2 and in 4. And with Relish going out, where there's some roads out there that we're going to have to deal with too.
There is almost $2 million towards a future building to house the Precinct 1 Justice of the Peace and Constable offices.
We have a tract of land that we might build on. There's another tract that we're kind of looking at to see whether it might suit us better. So we're not far along on that one yet, but that's another one that we're going to need to, you know, that will be in the plan. It's something that, you know, we're going to have to, you know, do in the future.
$3 million in bonds has been issued for the third expansion of the Brazos County Expo. $3.5 million will be spent on new financial software, and another $1.5 million will go towards the future purchase of election equipment. The freeway's northbound lanes were shut down for 3 hours yesterday morning after a fatal crash near the Rock Prairie exit. College Station police report a car entering the freeway from the on-ramp veered left and struck the concrete median before striking a concrete pillar underneath the Rock Prairie overpass. Killed at the scene was 45-year-old Lori Marbury of College Station. It was the second crash in that area in a 12-hour span. The leader of CHI St. Joseph Health Operations the last 2 years is stepping down. Rick Knapper was the first president and chief executive at St. Joe's after Catholic Health Initiatives purchased the system and was praised as being instrumental in leading the system's integration efforts with the new owner. That's as St. Joseph Health opened a new and larger emergency and trauma center and opened the Mature Well Lifestyle Center in West Bryan with the A&M Health Science Center. CHI has an interim leader, says an interim leader is expected to be named in the coming weeks. Knapper's last day is December 15th. Almost a year and a half after the Texas legislature provided $12,000 pay raises to employees in the state child welfare system, more caseworkers are staying on the job. The Austin American-Statesman reports the turnover rate at Child and Protective Services is 18%, the lowest in at least a decade. Advocates continue to call for more social services for parents and raises for CPS supervisors and other staff members. If the U.S. Senate ratifies the nomination of a Texas Supreme Court justice to a federal appeals court, the governor is ready to fill the state vacancy. Governor Abbott announced that his general counsel, Jimmy Blaylock, would replace Don Willett, who has been nominated for a seat on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans.
I know from having worked side by side with Jimmy Blaylock for about a decade, the skill set and the philosophical bent that he brings to this job.
Blaylock worked for the Department of Justice, then as Texas Deputy Attorney General for legal counsel before being selected by Abbott as a legal advisor. Expanding gun owners' rights is another step closer to passage in the U.S. House. The Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a bill that would allow a gun owner with a state-issued concealed carry permit to carry a handgun in any state that allows a concealed weapon. Among the co-sponsors of H.R. 38 is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. It's the first firearms legislation since mass shootings in Sutherland Springs and Las Vegas. The congressman's office has announced Thursday's multimedia town hall for constituents in Brazos, Burleson, and other counties in the southern part of the district has been postponed until next Monday. That's due to Flores going to the funeral services for slain DPS trooper Damon Allen. Tonight's video town hall will take place as scheduled on Flores's website, directed towards residents in the northern part of the district. More than 500 Christmas angels are waiting to be adopted.
I appreciate anyone who's willing to help or wants to help, which we're very gracious and we appreciate it because I just really love this organization. I think it's an awesome thing that happens during Christmas time.
Brian Broadcasting's Mallory Simmons says adoptions are available at any of the three Blue Baker locations in College Station.
Once you have purchased the gifts for your angels, you can drop them off at those three Blue Baker locations. And we, Brian Broadcasting and our other little elves, will go and pick up the presents and actually organize them and get them ready for the children's parents to pick them up.
You can also adopt online at mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Good morning, it's 7:36. Let's have a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure located along the Gulf Coast will be responsible for the sunny, breezy, and warm weather today. Temperatures will climb to 75 to 80 this afternoon. We'll pick up a little bit of cloudiness overnight, lows near 55. For tomorrow, any clouds will give way to sunshine. A little bit cooler tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, 45 to 50, and sunshine will be with us during the day Thursday. Highs will be a comfortable 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie football's coaching search. A lot of folks are saying it'll be Jimbo Fisher. Hear a little bit from him at the press conference yesterday in Tallahassee, as well as Aggie men's and women's hoops, the guys and the gals both coming off big victories. Coach Gary Blair had his show, coach's show, last night right here on WTAW, talking about that win over Texas Tech.
We've always played well at Tech. Mainly, I guess, our team's motivated because I graduated from there. Tom Tuberville graduated there, and then Danny brought at least a fourth of New Mexico over.
And Danny Williams bringing some folks over from Clovis, New Mexico. So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach, as well as talking Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans coming up short to the Baltimore Ravens. All that more coming up in sports.
Now, he meant you, didn't he? When he said...
Excuse me?
Yeah, didn't
he? Met me?
Yeah, he said Tuberville. Tuberville didn't graduate from Texas Tech, did he?
Hey, I'm just glad Coach Blair knows that it's three syllables.
Well, that's well, I mean, but when Tuberville coached here, y'all used to get like each other's laundry or something, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I see where you're going now. Yeah, yeah. I kept hoping that I'd get his paycheck and he'd get my visa bill, but it never worked out that way.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Right. So there exactly. You are. You're over there at Blue Baker eating a cookie, probably.
At Blue Baker, actually.
Are you eating a cookie? No,
I'm eating a delicious bacon, egg, and cheese croissant.
Oh, well, he went upscale. I was
we
going for a cookie.
Cookie.
All right. Yeah, really.
Cookies for dessert. You eat that after the croissant.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah.
Speaking of cookie, though, Scott,
yes.
The November cookie of the month is cranberry oatmeal.
Hey, hey.
Here. That's right. And the special is candy cane cupcakes.
All right.
So there you go. I'm at the Blue Baker on University Drive. You know, there's three of them in town. You've got the original over on Dominic and the new one. I guess it's not new. It's been there over a year, but over on Mills Park off of W.D. Fitch. But I'm at University, so come on out. The reason we're here is same reason we're here every year, and it's Christmas Angels. There's a beautiful tree in the lobby, if you will, of each Blue Baker, and on those trees are tags with children's names on it. And this year, it's not just all children, because the folks over at Mosaic House, they're also involved this year, and there are tags for angels who are adults with learning disabilities. For example, Brent, and he has a wish list on his card, but we're not talking about a whole lot of electronics that they want and a lot of expensive things. Brent would like some old Western movies or some cards like Skip Bo or Uno, notebook, T-shirt, maybe a restaurant gift card. So they're not asking for a lot, but this is what will make kids and adults Christmas so much special. Like Sophia is a two-year-old girl. It has her clothes size and her pant size and her shoe size. She'd like a doll. That's all she wants to make her Christmas special is just a doll. So come out to any of the Blue Bakers, get a tag off the tree, go out, buy the gift that they want or something that you choose yourself, wrap it up, bring it back to any of the three Blue Baker locations, and do this all by December the 13th, and then we will make sure that it gets in the hands of that special child or adult. It's Christmas Angels. There's so much that can make your Christmas better, but more important, it'll make their Christmas better. So team with Blue Baker like we have for so many years, and it'll make your Christmas so much more special.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you right before 8 o'clock, okay?
Let's do that.
All right, that University Drive, Blue Baker. All right, so are you feeling a little hungover because you know you're going to have to work all 5 days this week?
It's going to be bad.
Do you feel distracted because it's going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
And Friday. Mm.
Congratulations. Whoa. You have post-vacation hangover.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
We had to come up with a name for it, didn't we? And it's perfectly normal for this time of year. CNN says during holiday season, starting with Thanksgiving and lasting all the way to the end of the year, we tend to stress out our minds and bodies. You got all those parties, you got all that food, out-of-town relatives, holiday traditions, shopping.
Traveling.
Yeah, and you have to do all that while you're also drudging through that J-O-B thing.
Ugh.
And, you know, there's emails, there's meetings, there's deadlines. It's just, it's too much. It's just too much. So how do you cope?
Fine.
How do you cope,
really?
Chelsea?
Ease back into work. Oh, come on.
How do you ease
back?
Chelsea, come in. You know, I think it's Monday. I'm going to do a couple of newscasts.
Yeah, I'm not going to record everything I'm supposed
to.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
We've got bowl games, man.
Yeah. So anyway, take advantage of the break in your routine and start new office habits, okay?
Okay.
Even if it's something small like being friendlier to your random coworkers.
No, that's not going to work.
No.
Definitely not.
No. And treat all your colleagues like they are insane in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Okay.
It works. It works on family members, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's once again, it is post-vacation hangover. Just so you know.
It's a thing.
All right. Now, in the meantime, well, I'm going to save this till tomorrow because apparently there is a debate about how you put the lights on the tree.
Oh, okay.
Top to bottom, bottom to top. We'll do that tomorrow. In the meantime, okay. So guys, do this. Y'all have roommates.
Correct.
And
right.
Some I guess you've had for a while, but now as we come up to Christmas, is there like something, a decoration type thing that you used to do when you lived at home that you want to continue now that you're living with some semi-strangers and Does that ever...
Well, I let the boys hang up the Star Wars stockings.
That, you know, that is a, that's a large concession.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
a for you.
But well, they didn't necessarily let me. I just chose to decorate the house while they were gone one day.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't a lot, but there was some garland and there was a small tree and stuff like that.
Okay.
So
gave it a woman's touch.
Yeah, but I still incorporated plenty of the guy touches that are in the house.
Okay.
So.
But again, really, the Star Wars thing is gigantic. That's huge.
Yeah,
because I know
how
much you like that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I got the Yoda stocking because my dog's name is Coda, so it just happened to go hand in hand.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So.
All right, Zach. What about you?
So we didn't actually decorate the lights on the outside. Our neighbor did.
Oh, that's nice.
He was so full of the Christmas spirit that he asked if he could come over.
Can
and
he
put
come
lights.
To our house?
So he has lights all over the place. We live in a duplex.
Oh,
and so
he just extended the whole.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But he put lights up in our window and everything else.
Man.
And then
anything missing?
No, okay. No, no, no. All we right, don't okay. have like a big strand out or anything.
Okay, all right.
And then one of our roommates bought a tree and put it up in the corner, and he also bought all three of his stockings.
Oh, that's
he
nice.
He told me, I guess
that must
Sunday,
have not been Hunter.
He was like, yeah, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, of course.
He was like, yeah, man, I saw some stockings, and they were pretty cheap, so I got us all stockings to put up.
Wow.
And I was like,
that's nice.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, there you go.
But I can see how if you came from like a, I don't know, if
a
I can
Scrooge
see where,
family?
Right. Or if people just had different decorating tastes,
right.
how that could be a problem.
That's why I ask if that happened to be something that had necessarily to happen. Only roommate I ever had was a local guy. And so we really didn't decorate the apartment.
Well,
yeah, we went home.
Because you just go home.
Right.
Yeah. That's all three of us are too.
Sure.
So.
But nonetheless, that's kind of a neat deal to be able to do.
I can see like wanting a real tree versus a fake tree being a big, really big argument. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Disagreement.
But
if you're like allergic to real trees,
that's true. I don't like going back home to the folks and having a real or a fake tree. Put up. I don't like that. Having a fake tree here is okay.
Gotcha. Right. Because you're not here the whole
time
to take care
of it. This is not your quote home.
Yeah, but mom's
been
faking Christmas ever since I moved out. So.
It's that time again. Producers Expo 2017, Saturday, December 2nd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus, valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2017 on Saturday, December 2nd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The words peer pressure strike fear in the hearts of most parents. It leads kids down a one-way path toward every bad decision imaginable. But peer pressure can be good for your children if they have the right friends. I witnessed an example of that firsthand when I helped coach my son's 8th grade football team. Most kids at that age don't play football for the love of running drills or for the discipline the sport requires. They play to have fun. But that mindset can cause problems once practice gets underway. They'd rather goof off than work hard. A coach can spend most of his time just getting his players to focus. And that's where positive peer pressure comes in. In football, coaches often rely on the time-honored tradition known as taking a lap. If any one of the players goofs off, the whole team has to run a lap around the field. It doesn't take too many of those for positive peer pressure to kick in and for players to correct each other instead of the coaches having to intervene. You don't have to fear peer pressure as long as you understand how it can empower your children to do their best for themselves and for the people around them. Your role as a parent is to talk to your kids about their friends, see who they're hanging out with, and do what you can to help your kids find friends who will motivate them to make positive choices. Positive peer pressure works on the football field and it works in life, too. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I love investing in American businesses.
Tonight, Marcus Lemonis spends his own money.
Unfortunately, on paper, you're out of business.
To save small businesses.
I've agreed to invest $3 million, and I will be 100% in charge.
This is going to be tough for you.
I'm up for the challenge.
New season, new possibilities.
Do you believe in your company?
Yes.
Prove it to me. Let's go to work.
Marcus Lemonis is The Profit. All new tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC, get yours.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Well, the Texas A&M Board of Regents has called for a special meeting this Thursday to discuss the Aggie football program, including the appointment of a new head coach. Now, no hire is expected at the time, but most reports seem to be pointing to Florida State's Jimbo Fisher. As you can imagine, he had plenty of questions at yesterday's press conference in Tallahassee.
Jimbo, obviously you made it a point that you're not going to comment on jobs with us. Mm-hmm. What do you tell your players? Because they obviously they're interested.
No, just like that. We're playing, controlling what we can play. We're getting ready to play this week in ULM. Now I'm being here coaching you right now, so let's go.
I'm sorry.
Now we're going to be ready to play.
And also, to your fans, because you can speak to the fans. When is it the right time to talk about
jobs? I'm not going to speak about jobs right now.
Now, Fisher has gone 83-23-8 seasons in Tallahassee, leading FSU to 3 ACC titles and a national championship in 2013. Reports say that he will coach the Seminoles season finale against Louisiana Monroe this Saturday. On the basketball court, the Texas A&M men come in at number 9 in the new AP poll. Coach Billy Kennedy and the guys are on a roll of late, shooting 49.6% from the floor and allowing just 37% shooting to opponents.
Yeah, really, really good numbers. Defensively is what we've always hung our hat on here as a program. Our guys bought in, and against USC, thought we were dominant defensively. We forced them to shoot a lot of tough threes, and that was really big. I thought the reason why we won the game.
And that's Coach on his weekly radio show last night right here on WTAW. The Aggies are 6-0 on the year and coming off a 75-59 win over then 10th-ranked USC on Sunday. Now, the Aggie women jump up one spot in the poll to number 18. The Maroon and White are 4-1 following Sunday's 90-56 shellacking of Coach Gary Blair's alma mater, Texas Tech.
Well, they were not throwing tortillas at us either, but we've always played well at Tech. Mainly, I guess, our team's motivated because I graduated from there. Tom Tuberville graduated there, and then Danny brought at least a fourth of New Mexico over. But they were all there with their T-shirts on, looking good, and I was just happy for our team. We finally got off to a good start.
Now, Danny would be Clovis, New Mexico native Danny Williams, who scored 14 points in the win. Tom Savage completed 22 of 37 passes for 252 yards, but was picked off twice as the Houston Texans fell to the Baltimore Ravens last night, 23-16. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien following the loss.
These guys fight. These guys are great guys. I mean, it doesn't really matter to say that anymore, though. You know, it's pro football. We got to win. You know, we're not winning, but these guys are fantastic guys to coach, practice hard. Nobody in that locker room's, giving up.
Lamar Miller added 51 rushing yards and a touchdown for Houston, which sees its playoff hopes slipping away at 4-7 on the year. Out on the basketball court, James Harden scored 37 points as the Houston Rockets down the Brooklyn Nets 117-103. Meanwhile, LaMarcus Aldridge had a season-high 33 points and 10 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs topped the Dallas Mavericks 115-108. Now, Tony Parker scored 6 points and dished out 4 assists in his first appearance since tearing his right quadriceps tendon last postseason.
I don't know. It's hard to describe. I was very excited. I felt like a rookie, kind of like it was my first game in a long time, like you said. And it was just a lot of excitement and just happy to just play basketball after a tough injury like that. Didn't know if I can come back and even play basketball. It just felt great to be out there.
And the six-time All-Star is now in his 17th season with the Spurs. And the Dallas Stars are back on the ice tonight as they head to Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. The puck drops at 9 o'clock. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, this is Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Attention homeowners and renters affected by Hurricane Harvey. If you need more information about the FHA Disaster Relief Program, the 203H that allows homeowners and renters unbelievable opportunities for home ownership after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, call me, Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Remember, this program allows you, the borrower, to rebuild or purchase a new home if you own or rented in the federally declared disaster areas with no down payment and only a minimum credit score of 600. I also have down payment assistance programs and tax credits available for anyone wanting to purchase a home, even if you weren't affected by Hurricane Harvey. Remember, you get to choose your lender. So please don't hesitate to contact me, Janelle Carver, or my team at Cornerstone Home Lending to see what you can qualify for. NMLS 208153. Cornerstone Home Lending, a faster, better way to mortgage.
This should be that guy who actually plans ahead for your Christmas gift, huh? You can do that, and David Gardner's going to help you. The David Gardner collection is wider than it's ever been. You'll find more and more things that David and his team have put together right there in the store at 911 University Drive. It could well be, though, that you have a David Gardner creation from years ago that you'd maybe like to redo, because David will be glad to do that for you as well, update it, change it in some ways. That's the kind of work that they really enjoy doing, that hands-on type work at David Gardner. So stop in and have a look at what's there. Remember what you've got at home, and maybe you want to change that around. That can all be done too. Now, maybe you want something new and different as far as watches are concerned. Remember that David Gardner's is an authorized Rolex dealer, and they also have the Tudor line, which is built by the same people who build the Rolex watches. They're just a little bit different in other ways. And, of course, there are other designers as well that you'll find at the David Gardner store at 911 University Drive. So now's a great time to make your selection. David Gardner's, 911 University.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. One that never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives. Literally, they now spend time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Christmas Angels time in association with the folks at Blue Baker, and that's where Tom Turbyville is this morning. How are you?
Yes, that's where Bill is this morning, as a matter of fact. You were talking about David Gardner's, and I can see David Gardner's from here. Just right across the street and down is the Blue Baker location here, Scott, on University Drive. But the Christmas Angels happens at all three Blue Baker locations, not only here on University Drive, but the original on Dominick and the newer one over on by Tower Point over there by on Mill Street. Come to either any of those Blue Baker locations and look at the tree that's right here among the chairs, and there are tags on each one of those trees, and those tags have a child's name, a wish list, their age, their clothing size. Go out, buy that child a gift, something from their wish list or something that you want to get them, and get it wrapped up and bring it back to any Blue Baker location. Do that by December the 13th, and you've done what you need to do to make a child or an adult's Christmas so much more special than it would otherwise be. When I say adult, we have teamed with the folks at Mosaic House, and a lot of the adults there with learning disabilities, they're also on our trees. So we really want you to come to any of the Blue Baker locations, get some great food to eat, and then take an angel off the tree, go out, buy the gift, return it by December the 13th, and you'll make us so happy, but more important, you'll make a child happy, and you'll make yourself real happy, too. So this is Christmas Angels. We're going to be here for another hour. I'm here with Tyler and Rachel, and Allie's here also. So come on by and see us, okay?
Thanks, Minute Till. And, you know, we always try to give you some information. When you go in the break room, you're the annoying smart person who
right.
knows stuff.
You're the Cliff Clavin of the group.
That's it. John Hughes wanted to film the baseball scenes for Ferris Bueller's Day Off at Comiskey Park. Not so much Wrigley Field because, well, John Hughes is a White Sox fan.
Oh.
Of course.
But because of the shooting schedule, he had to film it there anyway.
No, that stinks.
Which, you know, it does. If you're
Nobody really cares about Comiskey Park anyways, though.
Yep. Okay, now, if you were that Windows XP person, remember that? The famous sky and grass photo that was default background on Windows XP?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Napa Valley, California. And it only looks like that because an insect infestation wiped out all the grapevines in the area.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. 8 o'clock, WDAW, College Station, Bryant.